Creation and Atheism, Bible Students Courses, Course 2, Unit 2, Lesson 3, by Mark D. Vogt. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. Among the many philosophies that Satan uses to darken the minds of humanity, two stand out as especially dominant in the Western world today, evolution and atheism. In this lesson, we'll explore atheism, what it is, why it has such a strong influence, and how it fits into God's larger plan of contrast and revelation. What is atheism? Atheism is the belief that there is no God or any kind of supernatural spiritual being. It is not the same as agnosticism, which holds that we simply don't know whether a God exists or not. The term atheism literally means against theism, a rejection of belief in a deity. As philosopher Kai A. Nielsen wrote, "Atheism is the denial of metaphysical beliefs in God or spiritual beings," Encyclopedia Britannica. But atheism doesn't just reject the one true God. It also dismisses every belief system that acknowledges a higher power of any kind. The core issue, there's not enough evidence. Many atheists argue that there is no sufficient evidence to believe in God. Their reasoning often goes like this: I see no proof of God. No one can show me convincing evidence. If God wanted me to believe, He would have made it clear. They believe that their unbelief is reasonable. But what does Scripture say? Scripture never sets out to prove God's existence. It simply declares it. In the beginning, God created, Genesis 1:1. The heavens declare the glory of God, Psalm 19:1 through 3. The Scripture straightforwardly asserts the God who exists, and that creation itself is evidence of His existence. The skies, the stars, the cycle of day and night all proclaim His power. So, why don't more people believe? Here's the surprising truth. God is the one blinding people. Romans 11 tells us that God gives eyes that don't see and ears that don't hear. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says that Satan blinds the minds of unbelievers, but he does so as part of God's plan. God has chosen, in this age, to blind most people to the truth. Why? Because His purpose involves contrast. Light is visible only in darkness. Grace is appreciated only when law fails. Faith shines only when doubt surrounds it. And so, atheism serves as a key part of the backdrop against which God will one day show the fullness of His truth. The failure of Christianity. Christianity, especially in its organized denominational forms, has failed to offer a true picture of God. Instead, it has often portrayed Him as a tyrant who demands performance, a deity who tortures the disobedient, a judge who punishes endlessly in hell. No wonder so many thinking people reject that version of God. If that were truly God, He wouldn't be worthy of belief. And because Christendom has distorted God's character, it has lost its voice to meaningfully challenge philosophies like atheism. It has, in fact, been used to help drive people into unbelief. God's design, a foil and a plan. Satan doesn't work alone or independently. He is unwittingly serving God's purpose, just as Pharaoh did in Egypt or Judas did in the garden. Atheism is not just a random belief. It is part of a system of deception that Satan is developing and organizing. See Ephesians 4:14. Paul warns that the enemy's lies come with craftiness and the systematizing of deception. By human caprice, by craftiness with a view to the systematizing of the deception. Ephesians 4:14 C5. But again, God has decreed this. Just as He created the adversary to be the adversary, He designed atheism to exist so that His light will shine all the brighter when He removes the veil. God consciousness, planted in every heart. Even in the face of deception, every human being is born with a built-in awareness of God. Romans 2:14-15 speaks of the law written on their hearts. Romans 8 speaks of a groaning for something more. Psalm 19 reminds us the creation speaks to every language and every soul. Still, God has chosen to blind most people for now, but not forever. In His own time, every person will come to know the truth and acknowledge who He is. Final reflection: atheism is a tool, not a threat. We do not need to fear atheism. We do not need to defeat atheists in debate. We do not need to prove God's existence with science or logic. God has already declared Himself, and in the end, all will know Him. This is not just a hopeful thought. It's part of the divine cycle. Out of Him is all. Through Him is all. To Him is all. God will be all in all. 1 Corinthians 15:28.